Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
At JCPenney, fashion counts for everybody and every body. The weather is getting warmer and it's time to swap my winter layers for fun, vibrant, and cool clothing. With so many fun things happening this spring, like Mother's Day and the Wind Down Tour, it's hard to find great looking clothes that fit you just right. That's why I love JCPenney. JCPenney has so many stylish and comfortable options for so many different body types. I've been blown away by their selection and everything hugs my body in all the right spots. Refresh your wardrobe this spring with style that gets you. Something to wear that fits your favorite moments of the season at prices that feel just as good. Discover brands that get you and put style and comfort first, like Worthington and Liz Claiborne for her, each in women's petite and plus sizes. Here, spring comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. JCPenney, make everybody count.
Here we go, Steelers! Here we go!
This is The Drive with Dale Lally and Matt Williamson on your 24/7 home of the Black and
Stand
Gold
by.
SNR Steelers Nation Radio.
Welcome back. I am Dale Lally. He is Matt Williamson, and it's time for the power rankings. Take a look at Dan Hansis's. Do you say Dan Hansis or the power rank? How about this? The power rankings of Dan Hansis.
How about Dan Hansis's?
Yeah, I always hate that when I got to do that, especially when I got to write it.
So you know grammar and things better than I do.
Reportedly,
the restaurant Hosses. That's wrong.
That's
right?
Wrong.
There's
yes.
Three S's in a row.
Yes, it
like,
should just be
English.
A. Okay. It should just be an apostrophe.
Yeah, I would say. I'd
if you're
going to
say it's Hoss's Restaurant, then it should just be one
H O S S apostrophe.
Apostrophe.
Done.
It's, yes, that's
end
the possessive. Yes.
Right. Three S's in a row is not English.
It's not correct.
In any situation, right?
So this week in Dan Hansis in the Dan Hansis power rankings.
Coincidentally, I did a top 10 power rank today.
Did you?
Yeah, we just have one more segment we had to kill on the pod, and I'm like, well, I'll whip up a top 10, so we'll see how I jive with them.
Okay.
I think there's a clear 10 after that.
There's a clear 32.
Oh, there's a clear 32, yeah.
They've been down here for, well, the last month or two now.
They're horrible.
The Houston Texans are awful.
I regret yesterday saying that there's even a slightest chance a college team could be an NFL team, because there isn't, and I've been saying that my whole life. But this is as bad of an NFL team as I can imagine.
And they have a win and a tie.
But, they don't even try anything new. I mean, and making the quarterback change doesn't count. Like, Lovie just still runs cover two.
I don't know if they, you know, hey, when he got the job, he said, look, we want to lose as many games as we can.
For one more year.
For another year.
Because I don't get the plan unless that's it.
We're gonna have two high draft picks.
Yeah, right.
And we're gonna rebuild this thing, and we're gonna do it right. We're gonna make sure we get our quarterback.
Yeah.
And then we're gonna get something else.
I know Lovie Smith had success, but I was listening to some podcasts, like his last 10 years of coaching, he's winning like 26% of his games, and including in college.
Yeah.
I mean, like Illinois wasn't exactly a powerhouse.
No. At 31. The Indianapolis Colts, down four spots.
Ooh.
That's rough.
That fourth quarter was pretty rough.
They were very competitive, though, with the Cowboys before
half,
that. If they get the two-point conversion, that's a tie game in the fourth quarter.
Right. I mean, the wheels came off in an unbelievable fashion for the last 10 minutes or whatever. But
Matt Ryan turned into a pumpkin.
He's pretty bad. I think 31's a little rough on them.
Okay. At 30, up a spot, are the Denver Broncos.
Ooh.
The Broncos played the Colts right now.
I'm picking the Colts.
I think I would too. They can't score.
Right. I mean,
the
Colts have a better offense.
Can't even get close to the end zone.
No, I'm honestly shocked, and I'm not wishing ill will on anyone. I thought Hackett would got let go in the last 24 hours. I can't believe that he's still there.
Yeah, unbelievable. At 29, up a spot, because, of course, the Colts fell. The Rams.
They were more competitive than
it's a division game, and you know,
if you're only listening to these on podcasts, they just picked up Baker Mayfield, and it sounds like he's going to play sort of soon.
I mean, the games that the Texans have been competitive in have been their division games.
Yeah.
You play division opponents differently.
Yeah, and
you
I think, like, do I think Baker Mayfield's going to make any bit of difference? No, But sort of like the Steelers, I give McVay and the Rams credit. Hey, we're the Super Bowl champs. We're not going to just lay down. You know, we're at least going to go down swinging.
I don't know if they had a choice. They may not have had a quarterback this week.
Everyone's hurt. Yeah, that's a good point. Good for Baker, though. At least he's going to get a chance to play.
He's
going to
get a shot to play. Yeah,
putting a little more tape out there.
At 28, up a spot.
He might get killed, too.
He might get killed
yeah.
behind that line.
yeah.
The Chicago Bears.
They're pretty bad.
Up a spot.
I still think the Colts are better than the Bears.
I think so, too.
Yeah.
I mean, it's Justin Fields and nothing else.
Yeah, it's the whole offense. It's kind of like we were talking about Lamar last time.
At 27, up a spot, the Carolina Panthers.
I want that job. After watching Monday Night Football last night, Carolina, if
that
they
division
make, like,
is going to be just trash.
Exactly. I mean, if you had a coach that made two really good moves, quarterback being one, you might dominate that division for 5 years.
Will the Falcons be the favorite going into next season? Assuming that Tom Brady retires.
Not with their quarterback situation.
Yeah. Well, we don't know what Ritter is. They're a team that's
Ritter's,
off.
They're off.
They're a team that's off this week. They should make the move.
Yep. Especially now they're, what, a game and a half behind the Bucs?
Yeah.
Yeah. They might watch a Mario.
They might still feel like they're in it.
Right.
But they're not doing themselves any favors. Just, it's time.
Yeah. If you could get a month or more of Ritter to at least evaluate and say, okay, well, we'll draft a D-end instead or whatever.
Right.
You know, that would have value for the franchise.
At 20,
but I think Carolina is the team I would want to be the head coach of.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Just big picture.
At 26, holding steady, the Saints. Ooh. That whole division.
Just
26 and lower.
Right. And I bet Tampa's too high when it's all said.
Oh, right. Without a doubt.
Yeah, right.
Without
a doubt. They're not good. Saints are a disaster, too.
This is the worst division that's ever been in football. I mean,
it's the hardest to watch.
Awful.
Yeah. I mean, Atlanta has some wins, but they're not good.
There's not a good offense in the entire division.
No. No, and none of the teams are in good situations. Big picture, you know, kind of like we were just talking about. I have some real questions about all those teams. I mean, last night didn't make me feel any better about anything.
Oh, no, awful.
Really bad.
Awful game to watch. At 25 are the Falcons.
I don't know. Are they better than the Saints? Maybe. They do one thing well.
They do something well, even though they didn't try to do it in the entire first half against the Steelers.
We were talking about this, just to rewind to the Saints, we were talking about this before we went on the air. How is Kamara not the feature?
Oh.
I mean, it should be Kamara and Olave should get almost all the touches.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And he had like 12 rushes or something.
And 12 rushes and two catches.
Yeah. I'm like, what are we doing?
That's just coaching malpractice.
Right. I mean, he's the only thing you got going for you.
So the Falcons are at 25 at 5-8.
All right.
At 24 down a spot, the Jaguars.
Yeah, that was a disappointing game.
That one was bad.
I thought they'd be really competitive with the Lions, and they weren't.
They got blown out.
They got beat bad, yeah. The Lions deserve to be moving up.
At 23, down a spot, the Cardinals.
That's too nice to them. I'm not sure they're better than the Colts.
They're pretty bad.
They're pretty bad. I
pretty
think they're
bad.
30th in DVOA. I mean, the advanced stuff does not do them any favors.
At 22, up two whole spots, the Steelers.
Hmm. We'll see what's around them, but I would definitely have them above everyone we've mentioned.
Yeah. They've won three out of four.
They won three
and
out of four.
And the one loss was to the Bengals,
right.
Who I better in the top five.
They're in my top five.
They should be.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. 21, holding steady, the Packers.
It's yours better than Packers.
Yeah, I feel that way, too.
Yeah, yeah, I think so.
Packers' defense is trash.
Yeah. I mean, it was fine this week, but it wasn't a test.
At 20, down a spot, the Browns.
That was the team I thought of immediately, you can think in the division. I don't think the Steelers are the worst team in the division.
No, I think the Browns are worse.
I do too.
In fact, I had the conundrum now because I had Jimmy Garoppolo starting in fantasy football.
Mm-hmm.
He gets hurt. The only other quarterback on my roster is Deshaun Watson. Can I possibly start him against the Bengals this week?
Well, I'm going to throw last week away from what the Browns showed us.
I hear you.
But
he looked that way in the preseason when he played, too.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, like, all their touchdowns were on returns and stuff like that, right?
They were losing.
They could have lost to Texas.
To Houston.
Easily could have lost to Texas.
If Houston had any kind of offense. Cincinnati, that'll be the slam dunk pick of the week. Cincinnati's going to blow the doors off of these guys.
Oh, they'll crush them, yeah.
19, down four spots. The 6-6 Patriots.
That's fair.
Yeah.
Steelers versus Patriots is a conversation for me.
I think if those two teams played right now today,
Steelers are favored.
I would pick the Steelers.
I would too.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think they're in a better place offensively.
Oh, that offense.
I
sent you the stat last night. The Patriots have not scored a red zone touchdown in a month.
Yeah.
A month.
Crazy.
A month.
And they're a ball control good defense, good special teams.
Run the ball.
Yeah, right, right, right.
It's, a month.
And it's not like they're hitting 80 yarders left and right. Like, if you heard the Chiefs didn't do that, you'd be like, nah, they still probably put 30 or 40 up a
game. Because they're getting 30-yard touchdown passes.
Right.
Patriots aren't doing that.
No, no, no. Wow. Yeah, they're in a bad place. I don't know if Mac Jones is a hit either.
It's rough.
Yeah.
I can't hold it. We kind of talked about this in the preseason. We talked about this. Matt Patricia is not an offensive coordinator.
No, right. I mean, it'd be nice.
You've got a quarter. You've got a second-year quarterback with no offensive coordinator at all.
Yeah,
I know people are piling on Matt Canada in Pittsburgh, but at least he's run offenses before.
Yeah, absolutely right. I mean, he was the quarterback coach. You know? Yeah, right. He wasn't the head coach of the Lions and a defensive line coach.
It's amazing. At 18, down six spots, the Chargers.
Yeah. They're in a bad place. I think he should be very, very much on the hot seat.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, they've had injuries, and I get that, but they should be better than that. I mean, give me that quarterback. You shouldn't be this low with that quarterback.
They can't stop anybody running the football.
No, and they're
even remotely.
Their protection's terrible. Their blitz pickup is awful. I mean, things like that are correctable.
Yeah.
You know.
At 17, up three spots, the Lions.
I think that's fair. I want them to get in the playoffs. I'd much rather see them than the Giants.
Yeah.
You know, they're at least a fun young team. And if I were them, I know they have two first-round picks. I'd think about letting Goff be my starter. I mean, I don't know that I'd trade up for Bryce Young.
Might
but if
be
one,
your shot, though.
What's that?
It might be your shot to get one. Because if you think
especially that Rams fan.
If you think you're going to be good long-term.
Which they probably would be with Goff. Maybe not good enough, but they'd be okay. Right.
Yeah. You want to start that over with the new quarterback.
I know. I don't know this class well enough, but I mean, is Levis or Stroud worth the fourth pick or whatever?
Yeah.
Or would you make a Ritter-like move, draft a guy in the second round and develop him? Or,
yeah.
I don't know if it's quarterback or bust is my point.
At 16, up two spots, the Buccaneers. No. No.
But
if the Lions played the Buccaneers right now.
Yeah. I would say I'm not fond of the teams we just mentioned. I mean, I think the Steelers are favored over the Bucs.
They've already beaten them.
Are the Patriots favored over the Bucs? Yeah, I grumble at that.
They might be.
Maybe.
I mean, who knows Brady and his limitations at this point better than Belichick?
Brady didn't play well last night.
Oh, he was awful.
Right. If the Saints don't screw it up and give him another chance, you know.
Here's the thing about that, and this bothers me. So last year, all we heard was that Ben Roethlisberger was done. He's shot. He can't do anything terrible. Should just, retire at midseason.
Right.
They should replace him with Mason Rudolph. They should do whatever. 7 fourth-quarter comebacks.
Last year.
Right. Out of Ben Roethlisberger. Tom Brady does it last night.
Oh, and the world stops.
And Brady magic! It's back again!
Right. If Ingram can get the first down or not run out of bounds.
Right.
Brady's an icon. I get that.
I get it, too.
Yeah, I mean, this I'm not even comparing him to Ben. I mean, he's an icon. And it was nice to see, if you're going to get a gift, he's going to make you pay. But he's not that guy. He's not this assassin anymore.
Is his season remarkably better than what Ben did last year?
Not really.
You look at the overall numbers. Okay, he hasn't thrown the interceptions.
Right.
But the rest of it in totality?
He's not that hard to play against.
No.
You know, and he deserves every benefit of the doubt, but a lot of people making excuses for him. Well, he doesn't have Gronk anymore. They've had to go through 3 left guards.
Oh, my God.
Well, geez.
Real world problems,
right?
You know?
He's got to throw to Godwin and Evans every time. Poor guy.
They went out and signed 17 veteran wide receivers from the throw to.
Right. You know, it's not like his supporting cast is terrible.
Yeah.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by 3-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game. King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think he could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think. He's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on top of
that. Guard like that, see that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came to my room crying tears. I mean, he was in a culture shock. And then he's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college because it ain't it?
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
whatever.
Yeah.
At 15, up two spots, the Raiders.
I think that's granted. I give him credit for turning that thing around. And they finished hot last year. They get the ball to Adams and Jacobs. I mean, our conversation about the Saints. You have two good guys.
Yeah.
Get them the ball. What's what the Raiders do?
That's all they do.
It's all they do. I mean, and I'm not impressed with their defense, and I'm not even sure that they're better than Steelers. Don't get me wrong, but that whole neighborhood's foggy.
Yeah. At 14, up two spots, the Giants.
I don't think so.
They stink.
Yeah. I think they're closer to 20.
I mean, have they won a game in the last month?
And they tied one, and they were off the week before that, I think.
Yeah. It's just like this is more, hey, we really thought Washington turned the corner here, and they tied Washington. So
yeah, and they have a good record and all that stuff. But
they're not good.
They're not an above-average football team.
No. They're going to get destroyed by the Eagles. They haven't played the Eagles yet this year. They're another one of those teams plays, you know, two division.
I mean, they'll get crushed.
They're going to get destroyed in that game. At 13 is Washington.
I would have Washington over the Giants, clearly. Even though they tied.
I don't think they're a good football team, though.
No. I think they're playing.
They're playing fine.
Like the 15th best team in the league. A little bit over expectation.
Most years, they're like 18.
Mm-hmm.
19, somewhere in that range.
I mean, are they better than the New England? Tampa? I mean, I don't really. Right.
The league's such a mess this year.
It's bad. It's rough.
It's really bad.
We even mentioned the team that just fired their GM.
Yeah, right. At 12, up two spots, the Seahawks.
Okay. See, I did a top 10 today, and my just missed were Seattle and Tennessee, but I thought those two were a distant just miss.
I mean, it's not – there's really the haves and the have-nots this year.
The way I phrased it, and we'll get to it, is I thought there's five Tier 1 teams, and they were really hard to rank, and then there was five Tier 2 teams, and then my just missed were Seattle and Tennessee.
There's about 15 teams that –
and then, yeah.
Based on who they played and when they played them.
Yeah. Yeah, or hot for 2 weeks and then not. Yeah. Right. Hopefully the Steelers aren't that team.
Yeah.
Is Tennessee next?
At 11 are the Ravens.
I had the Ravens at 10. So I guess I'm not going to fight them too much. That's holding steady.
I
did it without Lamar as currently constructed. They were 10. I was just lower on Tennessee because Tennessee just got destroyed. And every time they play a good team, they get killed.
Yeah.
You know?
I hear you.
I mean, I think the Ravens would play the Eagles better than the Titans did. You know?
At 10 are the Jets.
I was a little higher on them. I think they were 9 for me. I don't think he likes Tennessee more than me, obviously.
They had the same issues. It's young quarterback problems.
Mm-hmm.
They got to the Minnesota, inside the Minnesota 20, 6 times in that game the other day.
Oh, right. Moved the ball.
Mike White moving the ball all over the place out in the middle of the
efficient field.
Yeah. And then as soon as you get in the red zone, they're 1-for-6 in the red zone.
Exactly. Yeah, and you lose.
And you lose.
Yeah, and they came back strong and heart and good defense and all those good things, you know. But, yeah, you got to score points.
At 9, holding steady, the Titans.
Okay.
You didn't bang them at all for getting crushed in that game.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I don't think they're very talented. They just fired their GM today. I mean, like,
that's weird, too. It's like you fire the GM now.
2 days after A.J. Brown tears you.
Maybe that had something to do with it.
I think it had a lot to do with it. We were talking about it on my podcast today, and my co-host, he's like, remember how unhappy Vrabel was on draft day when that A.J. Brown stuff happened? Really not thrilled. And he couldn't have been real thrilled Sunday watching them tear him up.
Yeah.
You know,
that may have been a behind closed door.
Yeah.
Look.
I'm not sure drafting.
I wanted to keep the guy, and he had to get rid of him.
Right. And then we just get whipped by him. And I don't think Treylon Burks is going to be the next Justin Jefferson for the Stephon Diggs trade.
Yeah.
Burks is fine. But, oh, by the way, drafting Farley and Wilson, the tackle from Georgia, not a good look. I mean, they had massive, massive red flags, and they can't even get on the field for you. And Wilson's not in the league. Yeah, they were 11 for me, or 12. I think those last two teams are better.
Wasn't that long ago? John Robinson was the
golden boy.
That's how quickly that can change.
Mm-hmm.
At 8, down two spots are the Dolphins.
That's where I had them.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not a great look.
Some of that's too not looking good against a good defense.
Right. Big thing that was a problem with them is they do so many crossers and stuff. The Steelers did a good job against that, too. But Warner, with his length and coverage ability, is like the last guy they want to face. And then their tackles are out, and Bosa has 3 sacks. I mean, brutal.
Yeah. At 7, down 4 spots, are those 49ers? I assume that's because Jimmy G is now out for the year.
I had them at 6. So I'm trying to think who I had in between. We'll get to them, obviously. But, yeah, I did not have them as a tier one team. I had five of them.
They I don't think they can win the Super Bowl now. No rookie quarterback has ever won the Super Bowl.
Right.
Let alone the last pick in the draft. Here's the thing. When that happened, when Purdy's in the game, he's Mr. Irrelevant in this year's draft.
Right.
The people who were killing the Steelers for taking a chance.
Oh, right. On Olakon. Right.
That's why you do that.
Yeah, right.
They had just drafted a quarterback in the first round last year.
Right. It's really not much different.
They had Jimmy G. Mm-hmm. Now, at the time, they didn't know that they weren't going to be able to trade him, but they had to have a pretty good feeling that nobody's going to trade for him.
Right.
Coming off a knee injury.
Of course. Yeah, again, a seventh-round crapshoot on a quarterback that might be a lifetime
backup. He's now your starter.
Now he's your starter, right.
It's the same reason why.
And everyone's all excited about it.
People are saying, well, why in the world would the Steelers keep Mason Rudolph around this year? This is why.
Look at the Rams. We just talked about Baker Mayfield.
Yeah, I mean, this is why.
Josh Johnson is why.
Right.
That guy's played for 38 teams, and there's only 32 in the league. And he just got scooped up off the practice squad again.
Again.
You know, right. And he's why.
That is why you keep three quarterbacks around.
Yep.
So you don't have to start Brock Purdy down the stretch.
I think people think he's a little more Purdy than he is.
I think so, too.
He's all that Purdy.
I think once the tape is out there.
Yeah, it's a lot different to get thrown in the game and no one's ever seen the dude.
Right.
You know, right.
Now he's got great weapons, and they'll run
absolutely
the football, which
it's
will
the
help
ideal
him.
Team
and they
him
got a great defense.
With.
They'll be the 2019 Steelers, and they'll win some games here down the stretch, and maybe they hold on and win that division.
Yeah.
But
they
didn't
even win a playoff game.
They're not. I don't.
But they're not a contender.
They're not a contender.
I thought they were a contender. Yeah. I thought they were six contenders.
They're not beating the Eagles.
No.
They're not beating the Cowboys. They might not even beat the Vikings with Brock Purdy at quarterback.
The Vikings are the team that's probably next. I had the Niners ahead of the Vikings.
The Vikings are next at six. Yes.
Okay. Yeah, I had the Vikings seven.
They just keep winning.
They do keep winning. I respect them. I just don't think they're as good as a record. But I hear you. Calling them seven isn't exactly brutal.
No.
I had the Niners out of him. But I think these top five are clear, and I had a really tough time putting them in order.
He's got Kansas City at five.
I had Dallas at five.
Okay.
And I flat out said, that sounds unbelievably disrespectful to Dallas. I mean, they went to Minnesota and killed them.
Right.
I mean, they're a really good team. I just didn't know who to put five. I think all five of these teams are really close.
At four, he has the Bills.
Okay, I had the Bills at three.
At three are the Bengals.
I had the Bengals at four, which, of course, Bengals fans, didn't you watch the game? They beat the Chiefs. How can you have the Chiefs ahead of the Bengals? Well, because Mahomes and Reed are
good. It was a three-point win, and let's not get carried away.
It doesn't mean they win every time. Yeah. You know? I have great respect for the Bengals.
It doesn't mean they're going to head to Buffalo and beat the Bills.
No, and they might, you know.
Yeah. At two, he has the Cowboys.
I get it.
Now, he had them at four last week, so there's nowhere to go but up after you destroy a team
with a
30-point fourth quarter.
Right, and they're really high in all categories.
Yeah.
They do everything well.
And then number one is the Eagles.
That's who I had one to. I had Eagles, KC, Buffalo reluctantly, Cincy, Dallas. But I think all five of those teams are really, really good.
Yeah.
And the difference between one and five isn't much.
Really, really good or 2022 good?
Yeah. That's a better way of putting it.
Like these are not transcendent, dynasty-like teams.
This isn't Welker and Moss, going undefeated type teams. No. But I do think the Eagles were kind of my easiest spot because they can play Green Bay and run down their throat, or they can play Tennessee and kill their corners. You know, like they just have fewer weaknesses, and their run defense is really firming up now, too.
It's going to be interesting. I think they play the Cowboys here in a couple of weeks.
They do.
Other than that, they're not going to be tested a whole lot.
No, they're not. I mean, until they get to the playoffs, is that they have to be in the same division with these guys.
Now, they had to, because they're going to be.
But they'll go to Tampa.
Dallas beats Philadelphia in the rematch, they still need the Eagles to stumble somewhere else, too.
I don't know if Dallas can. Well, they can win a division, but it's. I'm sure football side.
And then Dallas will go play Tampa in the first
and crush
them. Yeah.
Right. But they're going to be on the road all playoffs.
Right.
You know, even though they're the second best team in the NFC.
Well, I've seen that happen before.
Mm-hmm.
I lived that. Mm-hmm. And it is possible. So, yeah, that's the power rankings for Dan Hansis. I don't have a huge problem with a lot
of them. No, I would have the Steelers a little higher. I get it. They're not. I don't envy them. I mean, really, 12 through 22 is pretty brutal.
Actually, maybe even 12 through 10 through, might be 10 through 22.
It might be, yeah. I mean, there's a lot of parity.
Yeah. I mean, let's say the Steelers happen to beat the Ravens this week? Are they getting a big bump up?
Are they going to go to 11?
Yeah.
Maybe. You went 3 in a row in today's NFL. Big accomplishment.
I mean, they keep bumping the Raiders up.
Yeah, right.
I don't know. That,
similar.
Have the Raiders...
Washington keeps getting bumped up.
I don't even know who...
They've won, what, 4.5 in a row?
Who've the Raiders beaten in their little 3-game winning streak here?
Just beat the Chargers.
Right. Who got problems.
They have problems, right. And that was a very equal game.
Let me see here.
I think who else they've
beat. Their wins have come over... They lost to the Colts, remember.
Right. Saturday's
25-20 in Saturday's first game.
That was only 3 weeks ago.
And right? They've beaten the Broncos,
I think
the Seahawks, and Chargers.
They're all teams in that blah land.
Yeah.
You know, okay. Then they're 3 okay wins.
People are complaining about the Steelers' wins this year. Well, they haven't beaten anybody. Well, they did beat the Bengals.
They beat the Bengals.
They beat Tampa Bay, which, whether you like it or not, is a...
They're going to the playoffs.
They're going to go to... Yeah, they're going to be a playoff team. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they've gotten outclassed by Buffalo and Philadelphia, but most teams do.
Yeah.
As we just saw with the Titans.
And I do think this version of the Steelers is better than that version of the Steelers.
Yeah, I do. I agree as well. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, it's interesting. We're going to take another break. You can subscribe to the Mike Tomlin Game Day podcast. Steelers Digest editor Bob Labriola talks with head coach Mike Tomlin about the upcoming game. New episodes drop every game day. They're available on the Steelers mobile app, the iHeartRadio app, and wherever you get your podcasts. And that's a must listen.
I don't know if you listen. There's always good stuff on there with that one.
Yeah, absolutely. He is Matt Williamson. I am Dale Lally. When we come back, it's time for the Fantasy Football Focus.
Alrighty.
We'll do that right after this.
When you want black and gold football talk, you want SNR.
Hey, guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait!
Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
At JCPenney, fashion counts for everybody and every body. The weather is getting warmer, and it's time to swap my winter layers for fun, vibrant, and cool clothing. With so many fun things happening this spring, like Mother's Day and the Wind Down Tour, it's hard to find great-looking clothes that fit you just right. That's why I love JCPenney. JCPenney has so many stylish and comfortable options for so many different body types. I've been blown away by their selection, and everything hugs my body in all the right spots. Refresh your wardrobe this spring with style that gets you. Something to wear that fits your favorite moments of the season at prices that feel just as good. Discover brands that get you and put style and comfort first, like Worthington and Liz Claiborne for her, each in women's petite and plus sizes. Here, spring comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. JCPenney, make everybody count.